Joe May. Experiencing storm fatigue at a cabin fever pitch this morning for this last broadcast for August 2012 here on the Medicine Ball Caravan, KRVS. I'm Cecil Doyle. Hope we all weathered the storm all right. It actually wasn't too bad down here in southwest Louisiana, but yeah, you saw, I'm sure you've been seeing the pictures of everything east of us. Hope everyone's gathering things together and picking up a little garbage as you go along. We're going to listen to some great music, a lot of classic rock this hour, including The Who, a track from the Quadrophenia album. The film Quadrophenia was just released on DVD and Blu-ray this week, and we'll hear a track from The Who. We'll also hear Classic Spirit and Paul McCartney. But let's start off with the latest album by the late Joey Ramone. Musicians got together and kind of backed him up on some tracks that he recorded before his death. From You Know, the latest by Joey Ramone, this is Cabin Fever.
Come on, come in.
from McCartney 2, the second solo album by Paul that was coming up. And before that, Spirit from the 12 Dreams of Dr. Sardonicus. That was Morning Will Come. The Who doing 515 from the Quadrophenia album, and Joey Ramone began the Medicine Ball Caravan this morning with Cabin Fever from the latest release entitled You Know. You know, it's 17 minutes past the hour. Weather for the listening area, showers and thunderstorms still in the picture. A high of around 88 degrees today. Southwest wind at 20 to 25 miles per hour, decreasing to about 15 to 20 miles per hour later today. 80% chance of precipitation this afternoon. A 50% chance of showers overnight, mostly cloudy skies this evening with a low of 76. And that 50% chance of rain will stick around with us through tomorrow with a high of about 91. The large system, Isaac, is still sucking water out of the Gulf and dropping it right on our heads. It'll finally go down to about a 20% chance on Friday evening. Currently it's 79 degrees here on the campus of UL Lafayette. Local stage director Cooper Helm brings Buried Child to Cité des Arts for a second weekend on its run. Cité des Arts is located at 109 Vine Street, downtown Lafayette. Performances will be on the tomorrow, the 31st, and then Saturday and Sunday, September 1st and 2nd. Evening performances at 7:30 p.m., the Sunday matinee at 2 o'clock. For more information, give Cité a call. You can make a reservation at 337-291-1122. Going to get to a couple of local acts, including Lightfield, from their debut album in just a few minutes. But first up, from Lake Charles, this is Bobcat with Dying of the Light, as we continue here on the Medicine Ball Caravan. Lightfield area group right here on KRVS. That's Landslide from their debut album. Before that, Bobcat coming out of Lake Charles. That's Paul Gonsolin and Joe Norman and the group there out of Lake Charles again. That was Dying of the Light from Bobcat Attacks, their debut album as well. A playlist for this and other locally produced KRVS shows can be found on our website. Simply head to krvs.org. A reminder that the Acadian Cultural Center, that is located right there on 501 Fisher Road, will begin throughout the month, actually into October, Latin American Heritage series of events. There will be an exhibit that will open beginning Saturday. Beginning this Saturday, September 1st. It will spotlight the heritage of the citizens from Spanish-speaking countries through crafts, historic objects, art pieces, and the like. There will also be musical performances later this month and much more. Again, that's at the Acadian Cultural Center, located at 501 Fisher Road.
Support for KRVS and the concert calendar comes from Show and Tell Productions, offering concert sound, lighting, and audiovisual production services and installation. Contact information is available at showandtellpro.com.
Medicine Ball calendar time. This evening it's Lackadaisies at Artmosphere. The Trent Gaspard Quartet play Bizbanos. Scott Allen Stagg will be at the Blue Dog. The Forest Yuval Band play the Blue Moon this evening. It's Ear Funk at Jefferson Street Pub. And Lee Benoit and the Bayou Stompers play at Pomp Rose in Bro Bridge. On Friday, Drew Landry Band performs at Artmosphere. Blue Moon Saloon will present a tailgate party featuring music by Bad Camel. The Al Berard Guitar Band will play McGee's Landing Friday, and it's David Allen Coe returning to the area for a performance at the station. On Saturday, it's Sports and Leisure over at Artmosphere. Cheater Pipe at Bizbanos. The Sour Sedans and the Specklers team up at the Blue Moon Saloon. Cheryl Cormier will perform at La Poussière. And it's One Trick Pony over at Lakeview Park in Eunice. Archive podcasts of this and all the locally produced shows here on Public Radio for Acadiana are available through our website. That's krvs.org. Stay tuned. Coming up at 12 noon today, it's Old Gold with Lee Kleinpeter. And at 1 o'clock, it's Local Produce with Joanna Devine. rather quirky version of Satin Doll, performed by the Orange Symphonette in the background. From their first official release, this is Lafayette Area Group, Imagine I Am.
You can be my slave and I'll be a stranger. We could be in passion, we could be in danger. Take you on the street, put you under my wing, yeah. You can pull my leg off, anything, yeah, 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 yeah.
Be the
The B-52s, going back to their debut album, and Dance This Mess Around. I remember seeing the B-52s back in, when was it, October of 1978. I was in New York City, staying there for a few weeks with friends, and the big hip record of the time was this 45 RPM done by an independent group out of Athens, Georgia, called the B-52s, Rock Lobster. Flipside, 52 Girls. Everybody was playing that in New York. It was sort of the underground thing at the time. And just so happened that while I was there, they did their first New York performance. They opened up for a group called Nervous Rex over in a new place at the time called the Mud Club. And actually, we went there the very first night the Mud Club opened. And they were a great band. They had such cheap equipment. It was just amazing. But they really had a party going. B-52s dancing this mess around. Before that, going back to 1971, while I was still in high school, a favorite album of ours back then, Alice Cooper and the album Killer. A track called Yeah, Yeah, Yeah. Always loved that that section in the middle that it sort of sustains and starts blowing that harmonica. I don't know. Once I get to that part, I mean, that one part of that song just always transports me, and it just transported me somewhere just a couple of minutes ago when I spun it. And then before Alice Cooper, we began with the Lafayette group Imagine I Am, fronted by Chad and Carolyn Falk. They were here performing this song and others on the Caravano about a month or two ago, just prior to the release of their new EP. We heard a song called Yeah, 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 the same title as the Alice Cooper tune. That's from Imagine I Am. I was looking on the internet this morning and noticed on Facebook that, that Brass Bed posted a little dealy that... that the website mp3.com just wrote a raving review of Brass Bed's brand new EP, and in fact that they compared Brass Bed to Wilco, and you know that's not such a big stretch. I can kind of see where it's happening. We're going to start off with some Wilco before we get to Jake Hebert and his group Bird City and the great album they put out a couple of years ago called Quilts. But let's start off with something from The Whole Love. This is Wilco. I Might. We'll be right back. another Lafayette area group that's no longer. And I tell you what, this was pretty much could be considered a local super group of sorts. That's Bird City, Jake Hebert doing vocals and guitar. Also in that group was Adam Truard and Aaron Thomas, who both are regulars here at KRVS, and Christian Mater of Brass Bed, part of that outfit. Again, that is Slow Traveling from Bird City album Quilts. And then before that, it was Wilco doing I Might from The Whole Love. Medicine Ball Caravan was produced in Cypress Lake Studios here on the campus of UL Lafayette, who join you in support of this station. Programs on KRVS are also made possible in part by a grant from the Corporation for Public Broadcasting. I'm Cecil Doyle. Have a great day. We'll do it again on Monday. Raul Bro is in tomorrow with the Blues Box. Stay tuned. We've got Old Gold, a live edition with Lee Kleinpeter coming up next. We're going to close out with the Buzzcocks and Something's Gone Wrong Again. Have a great weekend.